Another summit. I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. A foreign affairs advisor to Russian President Vladimir Putin says Moscow and Washington have reached an agreement on a date and location for a summit of Putin and President Trump. National Security Advisor John Bolton is meeting with Putin at the Kremlin.
Even in earlier days when our countries had differences, our leaders and their advisors met, and I think that was good for both countries, good for stability in the world. And President Trump feels very strongly on that subject.
The Supreme Court ruled the government workers can't be compelled to contribute to labor unions that represent them in collective bargaining. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner says this practice was political.
Everything's political. And when an employee is forced to support the union activity that they do not necessarily agree with, that's a violation of their freedom of political speech.
On Twitter today, President Trump says the ruling amounts to a big loss for the coffers of the Democrats. I'm Ed Donahue.